Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Note to Self. I've got an exciting episode for you today because I'm going to be speaking about fulfillment and what fulfillment truly is. And I trust that this episode is going to shift the way that you might be viewing your future. So this all started, well, this idea started because I just bought tickets to see my favorite DJ of all time, Kygo, on his world tour. So I have been a fan of Kygo for over a decade. A little backstory is that I first discovered him when I started getting into EDM music many years ago. I used to go on SoundCloud to discover new artists and DJs. And one day I came across Kygo. He only had, I think it was about three songs. It was Icy Fire by Ed Sheeran. It was Sexual Healing Remix. And I mean, one or two others at that time, but he was still very mu new to the music world. He had around 20,000 subscribers at that time, and he was a student at the University of Edinburgh. And over the past 10 years, I have watched him absolutely blow up. And in my opinion, he's really owned the genre that is tropical house music. I love his music because, one, of course, I've seen him grow and evolve over time. So there's naturally that longevity or that loyalty to admiring him as a DJ and his work. But I just feel like his music is very uplifting to me. I love the EDM tropical plucks. It reminds me of being on holiday. And I honestly feel like there is so many Kygo songs that have actually supported me in manifesting tropical holidays, or even, for example, living in Bali, a tropical island, for an extended period of time, because tropical house just feels like it resonates with my soul. And over the past decade, I've actually seen him in Toronto, Paris, Ibiza. This fall, I'll be seeing him on his world tour in Austin, Texas. And I'm sharing this with you for a couple of reasons. One is that you never know what the future holds, but if you continue to follow your passions and what lights you up, you could very well wind up like Kygo, somebody who has absolutely blown up over the last decade because he's dedicated to his work and his gifts and sharing his gifts with the world. And I feel like it's just a perfect templated example of continue to follow what lights you up and inspires you, and you will go the distance. You most certainly will. And every single one of us, if we are aware of our gifts and we follow them, like we will blow up in our own ways. It's inevitable. I mean, I've seen it with myself every time that I followed what I was passionate about. And I mean, I'd say like one of my biggest passions is freedom and supporting people in creating freedom in their own lives, whether that be location freedom or freedom in the digital nomad journey or food freedom, freedom within their bodies. Freedom is my thing. Freedom is what I'm passionate about. And it's created a life that I absolutely love, doing what I absolutely love to do and feeling of incredible service to people. So the other reason why I'm sharing this for you today is that I've created a beautiful, abundant life full of magical worldly experiences, right? Moving to different places, traveling, like following what lights me up, because I prioritize my own fulfillment. So I'm going to expand on this for a moment. I've recognized that in my life, the greatest joy, inner peace, and freedom has come from following my heart towards fulfillment. So fulfillment to me is the accumulation of experiences and learning, not, for example, making $1 million or becoming famous, as in following my own joy and fulfillment and what's on my heart, let's say seeing Kygo in all these cool different venues around the world and having the means to do that versus chasing money, or like I said, gave the example of $1 million because I've seen it time and time again with entrepreneurs. It's just chasing the next level of finances. And when there's a focus on chasing the money, of course, like if we're in tune with the law of attraction or how manifestation works, like wanting implies that we don't have. But if we're actually just focused on enjoying our lives, right, being of service and creating the means to do the things that fulfill us, we become naturally magnetic to our desires or the things that we want. And things like money or fame or notoriety, like that comes with just being in our genius. So I just wanted to prompt this question to you today of like, what do you truly want for your life and what actually fulfills you? So some of the things that I've fulfilled for myself that have actually resulted in the greatest level of satisfaction, joy, inner peace, love in my life is writing and publishing books, right? I started writing and publishing my own books before I landed a publishing deal. That's a beautiful story of how like I just decided to do it and then the publisher literally landed in my inbox. Learning a new language. This was deeply fulfilling for me, learning Italian. Seeing my favorite musician or let's say DJ live in different cities across the world has been so much fun. It has been full of life and passion and joy and just witnessing someone truly in their genius like Kygo. Another example here is taking a cooking class in Italy or like moving to Italy, right? This deeply fulfilled me. It wasn't about the money or getting something. It was about fulfilling my heart's desires. Taking a spontaneous holiday with your best friend. I've done this many a times because to me, spontaneous moments are often filled with the most joy out of nowhere, right? They're surprises. They're spontaneous. They're really answering the call to live your life. And when you're creating a life that's focused on fulfillment, again, that's when you are your most magnetic and you naturally attract the means to do the things that keep fulfilling you. So another one here is falling in love without looking for it. These are all things that have happened for me that have been deeply fulfilling. And the key here is knowing what you truly want from life, those moments, those experiences, and reminding yourself of that and how capable you are of having that every single day, right? Instead of like, when I have the money, I'll be able to do X, or when I reach this certain level, I'll do that. It's like, no, what actually fulfills you, right? But dopamine can be different here because I know some of you, maybe you're creators on different platforms, let's say, and you're like, oh, I want X amount of listens on my podcast, or I want X amount of subscribers on my YouTube channel. Is that actually deeply fulfilling or is that dopamine? Right? So I want to know, and I want you to ask yourself, what is it that's on my heart that's desiring to be fulfilled? Truly, what do I want for my life? What have been my life's most fulfilling moments? Remember, you are made of magic. So for me, having a coach keeps me consistent in my own self-belief, keeps me anchored into my why, what it is that I want, how I keep going with passion, consistency, and commitment towards my most abundant future. So I share that with you because I'm presently intaking for my latest mastermind container, and this is a 4-month mastermind called Life Lift. We're going to be doing just that. We are going to be focusing in on what you truly want for your life, what is fulfilling to you, and we're going to give you the freedom, joy, and ease in making that happen for yourself. So if you are ready to commit to your most fulfilling life, to really struggle self-doubt and heaviness around where you're at or where you might presently be limiting believing that you're going, and we're going to get you believing in your bright future with your unlimited potential, tapping into new levels of potential that you haven't seen before in yourself. So if you're ready to go on this journey of recognizing how incredible you truly are and making big things happen, I would love to see you inside. I'll be linking Life Lift down below. We're beginning at the beginning of May. So if you're feeling the call, leap. I've got an extended payment plan for up to 12 months. So it's very affordable, very doable, and I'm encouraging you to take the leap.